He says that, but okay, good. So we're still in Donovan Bayes trying to figure out the author of our Mishnah who says that you don't need Makom Dalal al Dalet, that the hand works. Okay? Akira and Hanachon, the hand works. Akira and Hanachon, both. The hand works. Okay? Who's the author? It's not Dalal al Dalet. Why does it work? Rabbi Akiva, only have evidence for Akira, not for you only Hanachon, you don't have evidence you don't need Akira. The other Rebbe, about this is, that's talking about the tree. And the tree is Dalet because of the trunk. So what then is your evidence, Rabbi Yosef? Which Rebbe are you talking about? So it says, it's this Rebbe. You throw it from Shisrael through Rishas Yachid, so you chayev. And Rebbe says, you chayev chom seir pater. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you chayev too. Chayev too. Okay, from Rishas Yachid, Rishas Yachid, Rishas Rabban. But you didn't have any Akira nor Anacha. Elamai, must be holds, Glutzig Mishoncha, or something like that. You don't need Dalal al Dalal, you don't need Akira nor Anacha. So you see, apparently he doesn't need Dalal al Dalal. Doesn't need Dalal al Dalal. So it says, but it basically says no, but Rav and Shmuel say, that's not your right, because that case is a very limited case, which is talking about Rishas Yachid, which has a roof on it. And when Rishas Yachid has a roof on it, you say, Besa Kaman Namal Yadami. And the house is like it's filled up with stuff. All the way up until the roof. So that it's air isn't considered air. Okay? And therefore, when you throw something through there, it's like a munach. Because after all, it landed on the stuff. The invisible stuff that was in there instead of there. So therefore, it basically landed. There's a kiran hanacha and a kiran hanacha. So you chayv too. But that has nothing to do with the cases in our Mishnah where you're not talking about in a roof, which is, in a house which is sealed. Yeah, which the Gemara goes on to show that you can't learn that in our, we'll get to that, but you can't learn that in our Mishnah. So therefore, right, so there's no riot. So Rabbi does need Dalet al Dalet. Rabbi does need Dalet al Dalet unless you're in a roof, in a sealed house. Then it's fine. Yeah. That's the question. Is what does it mean, Besa Kaman Lali Dami? It doesn't say, well, who said it's a bias? It's a bias. It just says, it should say, Elabit Bias Mekura. It doesn't say it. It just says, Bershus Yachid Mekura. The Amrina and Besa Kaman Lali Dami. What do you mean, Besa? Well, who's talking about a bias? It should say, Bershus Yachid Mekura Kaman Lali Dami or something like that. Like how? Why is... Why is he saying? But then Rashi says, "Davar sasim ikal tzad havek mali chafetzim." So he doesn't sound like he's limiting it only to a bias. But then why is this phrase using the word besa? So it seems to be it's really just alacha versus yachid mikura. But I mean, you have to have a chitzos because it's the versus yachid. I mean, but it doesn't have to be 100% enclosed. I mean, you can have versus yachid with pretty good openings, you know. Yeah, you could have a door. You could have 51% wall and 49% space. I mean, is he saying, or you could have, you could have good asik. Good asik means you have the wall, just 10 tefachim high walls, and then you could have a roof up at 100 feet high. I mean, is he saying only by, is that what Rashi's claiming? That it only means in Rosh Hashanah, which is airtight? It's hard to believe. It's Rosh Hashanah Mekura.
Have to get the object through somehow.
Right, yeah, how do you get it through? Right, so it must be that there's some windows or something. So it must mean halachically once it has walls and a roof. Okay, fine. But still, I mean, the problem is this is magical. How does this work? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. You tell me a house is like it's full of stuff. It sounds like you're making up a whole thing. If you wanted to say, look, it has a din munach, say that. But you don't want to say that. He says, no. Even klutu mishoncha, you say, how does that work? I don't know, it works. But now you can't say kluta, but no, here it actually has invisible stuff inside of it, and therefore it's at rest on that invisible stuff, even though it's flying right through. I mean, it's just like it's denying your senses, the whole thing. It just sounds like a made-up thing. In order to push, that's what Rav and Shmuel are pushing onto Rebbe. The great Rebbe Ranasi. Sounds totally made up. And Rashi on Tzadi Zion. Yeah, is that where it was? Tzadi Zion isn't very helpful, or might be helpful, but on the surface it doesn't... He at least talks to you, so it's good. You know, it's nice to see. But he says, why is it like it's filled up? Because it's dark and full of hot air. Something like that. Vapor, humidity, something like that. So, okay. So that's, first of all, it's not really... Is it dark? Does it have to be dark? Is that what it means? Does it have to be dark? But what's the idea? Anyways, I mean, so what? It's dark. So how did dark and hot air become full of objects all the way up to the roof? It just, It's like if you believe it, then everything works out. You know? But, and what's also Rashi saying? The ain avir chashav avir. What does that mean though then? Is avir considered avir? The question is it a munach or not? And the question is another. Is avir considered avir? Okay, how do you get started here? That's the question. What's the right question? How do you pursue this? It's just like a weird thing. It's weird, you know? It's the weird, wacky Gemara. Yeah. And it's like, you don't... But is there a way that you just have to... I don't know, like, how do you approach it? Is there any lead? Is there anything you could start with? Something that you could use to try to work your way into the area? So the question is... I'm going to work towards the Chaim saying, but the question is, how do you approach it? How do you work your way into the thing? So I think one problem, which I think should be a directing question, should be, what's the pshat in Ein Avir Chashav Avir? Okay, because it means that air isn't considered, what do you mean isn't considered? Isn't considered halachically air. It must be, right? What does it mean? Air is considered air? Doesn't mean anything. Unless you say, it's like a halachic chaloshem avir, and this air, this avir, isn't considered a halachic chaloshem avir. Right? But we don't have a halachic chaloshem avir. Like, what is, where in this malacha, does the Shem Avir, is that a halachic entity in this framework? Does that have a halachic role? Whether it's defined as Avir or not defined as Avir? Like, why is that? How does that work its way in halachically? Like, he's saying it's not considered Avir. And therefore, it's considered a Munach. But, yeah, but how does that work? What does that not considered Avir have to do with it? Right? So it must be that his idea of of Hunach or something like that has something to do, there's some halachic value of whether of the Shem Avir. Saying this thing isn't considered Avir. Okay, so two things. First of all, why isn't it considered Avir? And then secondly, what's the halachic significance of the Shem Avir? You know what I mean? Because he's not just saying it's, you know, it's chashav, he says it means it must be, it fits into his halachic system. Somehow the din avir. Okay, so let's start with the easier question. The easier question is, what does he mean? It's not, why is it not considered avir? Right, forget about. We'll get to it afterwards. What significance that has? But what does he mean? It's not chashav avir. Why not? Avir is avir. But I think what Chaim was saying is good for that thing. Is that that like in a rishos you have like two. The shoes are divided, I guess, into two components. Like, let's imagine a football field. Okay? Outdoor. Okay? No dome. Okay, so you have the field, and then the airspace above the field. Okay, there's two components. There's the ground, the field, football field, and then there's the avir, which is above the football field. Okay, and I guess that avir is part of the world, but it's a component of the Rishos, somehow, I guess only up until 10 Tfachim, whatever it is, but the Avir of the Rishos is apart from the football field. Like, I guess, the airspace above the football field is part of the football arena somehow, but it's not one with the ground, there's two components, there's the ground and there's the Avir. Okay? But, in your house doesn't have two components. Your house is your house. You don't have airspace. It's not pshat. You don't have like your floor and then your airspace. Like your house is like one unified makom dira. Okay, it's a makom. It's a makom. It's a functional area. And the whole bias is like one entity. It's not. There's no separate reality to like the floor and to the. It's just like one enclosed entity called the bias. Okay, there's no the differentiation of the avir and the ground. Comes from the fact that like avir is like a wide, it's like a different character, there's a character to avir. It's like it's open, fresh air to the world, kind of like there's the air and then there's ground, you know. And ground is like I guess like a, I don't know, like a more concrete thing. And then there's the air is like just the airspace, open to the world, but it's the air. But then when you have a makom which is sasim, we call it tzad. So the there's no distinguished characteristics. It's like it's malei chosher havel. The avir doesn't have the quality of avir. It doesn't have the open characteristic. The characteristic of avir, which sets it apart and makes it like a separate entity, it doesn't have that characteristic. It's basically, it's all just part of the bias. It's bias is choshech, evla, it's like a, it's just one entity called bias. And it's like a contiguous entity called my bias. But it doesn't have two components. And in that sense, it's a contiguous entity. It's almost as if it were actually solid. Like in a solid, the idea of a solid is that there's no division amongst its parts. It's one solid entity. So the saying is conceptually, this is like it's full. Like it's filled up with a chafesan. Because it means it's a continuous entity. There's no airspace. There's no ground and then airspace. But it's one continuous entity called bias. And it doesn't, because the avir doesn't have the characteristics of avir, and therefore doesn't set itself apart as being a separated entity, a separated component. So it's just one entity called bias. Again, as opposed to a rishus, an open rishus has the two components. The rishus has two characteristics. Characteristics of ground and characteristics of avir. It could be, he says, bias. I don't think he means it's only a house, but it could be in a house, it's, the idea is clear. It's like one makom dira. Like you see the idea that in the bias is that you don't have your airspace of your house. The airspace of your house is your house, you know? But the idea is true by any makom, any rishus yachad, the makura. Halachically, it's set up, it's one makura. So luckily now it's makura, means it's like one closed in entity and it's one makam. You know what I mean? But in a bias, you just immediately see, no one would say that they're biased, there's the airspace of your bias. Not the airspace. Airspace is like where it's over the thing. It's like the world, the air of the world, but the air of the world which happens to be over the football field. So it like has some sort of a component of the football field, but it's the air. So it's like it sets itself apart because it's really, in reality, like a component of the, it's like fresh air, you know, but it's somehow a part of the play of the motor shots. So it can't become just viewed as a part of the football field. It's something apart. But in your bias, it just doesn't have that property. In the bias, and if it's closed in, it's basically, it's not obvious, there's no air. I mean, yeah, chemically or whatever science studies air, it's obvious, but it's not like air. It doesn't. In man's world, there's no air in your house. I mean, there's your house. You live in your house. There's no air. It's not like an entity. Air is like you have the sky, the world, the certain the characteristics of avir. But the question is, so what? Okay, fine. So it doesn't have a din of avir. So what? So now, what's the halachic role of avir? Yeah. So maybe it means like this: is that, see, like maybe he holds, Rebbe holds. Okay, again. So you need avir because he holds, really doesn't need dal intrinsically. But the halacha is that the object is to be contained in the rishos. There's a certain type of relationship to the rishos, and the shame avir, if it's, even though avir is part of the rishos, but because of the nature of avir and its relationship, the fact that it's like part of the world, it's like fresh air, it's open to the world, so the shame avir, if it's in the avir of the rishos, it takes away from its containment in this rishos, because it's the part of the rishos which is really like a part of the rest of the world. You know, and it's like this, so the characteristic, the shem avir, is ma'akev, the containment of the object in this rishos. It makes the relationship to the rishos like one, like a weaker relationship, because the avir is really like a part of the rest of the world. You know, and so the characteristic of avir takes away from that, from the relationship. Takes away from the containment of the object in this rishos. Okay, so but halachically, it's like an idea. It's like contained in it. But halachically, the way it works is not just that it's surrounded, but it's the shema avir. It has to be in the rishos, but it can't be in the avir of the rishos because the avir makes it like it's in the rishos, but it's also part of the rest of the world. So you need a makom. Need a makom because that removes it from the avir. It's like when it's on the ground, on the makom dal, makom chashev, so now it's not on the avir, now it's on the makom, now it's on the karka, it's on the ground, it's on the makom of the rishos. And therefore, now it has a real, you could say it's contained in the rishos. But if it's in the avir, the relationship to the avir of the rishos, the shema avir, is mafkia it, or makes the relationship a weaker one. And that type of relationship is not suffice for the productivity of Malchus Hotzah. The Shema Avir takes away from the relationship of the Rishos. It makes it one which involves the world. It involves the outside of the Rishos as well. And therefore, it's, is ma'akev the it's ma- it takes away from the kfiyas of the object in the rishas.